Welcome to the Rolled Standard. My name is Christopher, and today I'm going to be our GM again as we continue to play Kids on Bikes. This is Season of the Black Goat 2, Part 3, and Left is Law.
Hello.
No, don't you dare. Not yet. Christopher, it is your birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, sir.
Oh, happy birthday.
Oh, no, he's already in character. It's not today, actually. I mean, it will be the day that you're listening to this, but no, this is what, November?
Cut this out.
November 27th?
Yeah, shut up. Quit breaking the illusion.
Oh, yeah, it's my birthday today. Woo!
Happy birthday, dude.
I'm old, thank you.
What, like 62?
Minus
30, 25. 24?
26. 24.
Wait, 32, 26.
There's so many numbers 26. Happening right now.
Yeah, no, it's minus 26 and you get it right.
He's closer to the 40 than 30.
Okay, I'm sorry, Levi.
Hello, I'm Levi. I play Huey Salazar Jr.
And how old are you now?
That day has came and passed.
How old are you?
Old enough.
You're 30, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're 30.
Yuck.
Well, I know you don't like to share your birthday with people, but, you know. Anyway.
One step closer to stealing my identity.
You think that's his goal?
They don't even know when we recorded.
That might be his goal.
Oh, yeah. And I'm Jacob, and I play John Cena and Benjamin Walzak.
Maybe.
Oh, no.
Well,
all right. Yeah. Then I'll just say the one I'm sure of. And I'm Nate, and I'm James McCready.
That's true. Let's roll the music. December 24th, 1980, 12:27 p.m. James enters Smith's office, along with Huey, and John is sitting there with Smith, drinking scotch.
Sir?
Hello, James. Grab a scotch or one or two or seven and sit down and have a drink.
I don't drink anymore, John.
Wow.
Just that wow. That's all he's got. It's funny.
I am quite shocked, James.
Yeah. Took a swig at Oli's funeral, and that was about it.
To Oli.
To Oli.
Smith raises his scotch glass and finishes it.
So we need to head to Ferry, then?
Yeah. Oberon, huh?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that'll go well.
Yeah, no, I'm sure you know what's up.
Yeah.
What's going on, at least, with that, considering...
I'm gonna slowly slide a glass across the floor towards Huey.
You...
Come on.
Are done.
What?
This is, Salazar, isn't it?
Oh, God. Sorry, I don't know how I forgot to say something about it. We were attacked.
Mm-hmm.
We need to send a few people over to Slim's Pole Barn.
It's like it's called that.
It just says it on the side.
Slim's Pole Barn.
It has a couple of vehicles in there that need to be... Something needs to be done with them. And Miss Conroy. I believe I might have killed her husband.
Oh, Ms. Conroy now, huh?
Unfortunately so. The more important detail of that is that he was a goat man.
What?
Right.
Out of a bag that I have, I pull the face out, that piece of face out, and I put it on the table.
That's a man's man face. I don't know what you mean about a goat.
That's a man's man.
That's a man's man face. You're absolutely correct, John. That's a man's face.
You're like a man's
man's
That's
man.
A man's man's face. like you could just got that jaw. Got that beard. That's immediately what I thought. That's why he killed me.
There's no goat here, James.
That was his face before. Seems as though he grew a goat head.
Seems like it hatched.
Something.
Sprouted.
I don't know if you have any information on something like that. His master's around?
Yeah, I probably just left.
Left?
He's going to Sweden.
He's bringing back all his ashes.
Yeah. Sure. All right. Shit. He could have been helpful.
Well, we gotta just go knock on Oberon's door. I mean, how upset could he really be?
That's fair. Like I told John, he's got a soft spot for you guys.
Yeah, a soft spot.
Maybe use that as leverage if you can.
Wonderful.
In the background, you see Junior just fingering through paperwork.
Oh, we also have this young boy.
Get away from there, kid.
He can't be a child killer, right?
Hard to say what that guy does. Well, actually, I think he does have a history of things along those lines.
Oh, great.
Yeah, well, now, you're not bringing that boy with you.
Where else is he going to go?
Home.
That's safe there. All right, Tom, you watch the kid.
Yeah.
We'll go take care of some baddies.
I'm not really comfortable. I mean...
Actually, you know what? I could probably just call in another agent to do this.
No.
I don't trust anyone else. Look.
They didn't even blindfold me when I got here. I know exactly where we are now.
We did forget that part, didn't we, James?
James, this is pretty unlike you. You've never brought in some stray before. Why this boy?
Well, they just look so goddamn similar. I'm having flashbacks right
now.
You
know exactly why.
Yeah, I do.
If there's people's loved ones, these children's loved ones, being turned into goat people, there's nowhere he's going to be safe that isn't with us.
Keep him on a short leash, just like Regina.
Wasn't a good example, considering.
No.
We're not cloning this kid over and over again.
Stop. You've already said too much.
Cloning's a real thing?
Oh, shit.
No. We've said too much to the kid.
Yeah.
In recent times.
You know, he would be good for Project Prodigy.
Young Hubert, you looking to drop out of school and become a mailroom clerk or something?
No. Let's let
a boy's got to start somewhere.
We should probably let the rest of this day unfold before we start getting into
the semantics. You're right.
I have a question.
Shoot.
What's with this guy?
What which guy?
This one. John.
Well.
What's going on with him?
Right now, he's not with him.
This is not the same cat I met earlier.
No, you see, John
I'm not a cat, I'm a man.
John is I wouldn't call it a traumatic brain injury. I'd call it more of a...
There's nothing wrong with my gray.
This is what happens, kid, when you've seen too much.
This is the tree you're barking up.
Is this the future you want?
Yeah.
Do you think you can handle... to be like John?
I'm flexing.
I mean... James seems fine.
Yeah, it's because James hasn't seen the wrong thing yet.
He slouched, just looks tired as fuck.
60 years old.
Yellow fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
This is the future you want?
Can I have somewhere in between? You seem okay.
I have 2 broken ribs.
Everything in between doesn't really stick around.
That's true. You're either this or you're that. Is that what you want?
We'll roll dice on that one.
Fair enough.
Let's get this trip over with.
If you think you can handle this, kid...
Am I going to meet some gnomes?
This kid knows things he shouldn't know. He's already in 4.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I should have brought that up, too. A lot has happened today.
You were planning on taking him, weren't you? You were telling him what he's in for.
What? Nope.
You did.
Nope. He's got files.
Oh, does he?
Apparently, Hugh liked to take his work home with him.
Interesting. Hugh hasn't been here since 1965.
Mm-hmm.
Those files are old.
Yes.
There's a lot he doesn't know then.
That's true.
A lot has changed.
But it's already too late.
I'm really interested in seeing how these, not interested. I read how this gnome kind of...
That's the part that you're interested in?
It's very weird.
You're a teenage boy. I suppose that would be a...
Oh, yeah.
Is this true? Or?
Oh, no, stop.
You really don't want to watch him do that. I mean, I have never seen it, but I have, you know, from what I've read, I don't think that's something.
I think they have regulations on that now.
I don't know, honestly.
What in the world are you talking about?
Nothing, John. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Tom, you don't want to be reminded of
I
that.
I also had a quick question. Young Masters didn't have anything for me. Could you maybe happen to have, like, a Yule Slayer in the back there?
Yule Slayer?
Yeah. Yule, the Yule-bocking killing thing?
The old sword?
Yeah.
Sword of Yule?
Yes.
Nope. Well,
that's
maybe.
Unfortunate.
Well,
off to Oberon's.
I was going to say, maybe in the armory, check with the... quartermaster down there. Hey, you know what? This is pretty damn important, and I feel like time is of the essence. If you don't stop whatever's happening by tomorrow...
Santa will never deliver the presents.
Something like that, I'm sure.
At the very least, I'm sure.
Yeah, right? That's what we're worried about.
Yes.
No, I mean, like...
I've met him, James. Enough. You don't understand. He needs our help.
You know, to be honest, we have had no contact with the Kingdom of Yule, and no reports about anything happening over there. So I don't know what to expect. It's been since 1962.
Oh, this is so heavy.
Yeah.
We're going to Oberon's.
If time is of the essence, we might as well.
Yeah, well, why don't you, let's head on down then to the,
Right, and I'll swing by the armory and give me 2 minutes.
I'm gonna give you this. He pulls out this black business card with two silver hands embossed on it with an eye in the palm of each. This thing is so robust, so fucking
thick,
well made, that it would
thick?
That it would give Patrick Bateman an anime nosebleed.
Oh God! What's this all about?
That's the black card. Show it to anybody in the area, and you don't have to get clearance for anything. I know you're
wow!
Kinda,
does it work on everyone? It
works on whoever's holding the card.
I can't wait to use it at the convenience store.
Not that kind of.
I'll take that.
Yep,
kid.
Huey's eyes grow 3 sizes larger.
This is gonna be real serious shit, alright?
Okay.
Don't try to steal anything from Oberon.
And if things get heated, I take out my side arm and hand it to him. Use this.
No, John, that's a bit much, but Huey, due to the fact that these two guys are willing to, take responsibility for you, for your actions and your life, I'm gonna allow you to join them. If you survive this thing, which I know is on them entirely.
I snap to attention and salute.
Then maybe we have a place for you in Project Prodigy.
That sounds awesome. And I'm spinning the pistol.
Give it back to John.
Put that down. John, take that away from him.
Maybe I have a taser for you.
A lasso.
Yeah,
lasso of truth.
Not like for him.
A boomerang.
like to have. Just keep the boy safe. Don't let him have any weapons.
Right.
Sure.
I'll take the gun back.
Oh, God. Let's go.
Neon thinks this is a bad idea, and I'm starting to think, James, I think you're the one who's taking responsibility for this whole thing. For John, and because we generally don't leave him during one of his episodes.
We don't got a lot of time.
No, I'm aware of that. Do you want reinforcements for this? A task force?
Like Steve Austin?
That sounds like a lot.
Steve Austin's dead. Oh, God, John doesn't know that.
He's what?
Oh, shit.
We don't have time.
Well, this doesn't
look
that.
Wait, Tom, we have a lot to talk about. When I come back,
we'll see.
After I save Christmas,
I think I think we'll be fine while we're in Faerie. Up until we'll burn that bridge when we get to it.
Right. After that ridiculously clearly they're drunk conversation, the four of you, for some reason, including Huey, head down to this down a few floors. You come to a door with a large tree on it, which you recognize as sort of the insignia of Faerie.
Tall wood.
Right, yeah, that feels very Oberon. He puts in a coat at the door, of course. Opens it. Doesn't feel like you're in the building anymore. It feels like you're in a forest. It doesn't feel like you literally are. And in front of you is a large evergreen tree. Not sure, pine tree. Pine tree.
Mm-hmm. So,
what do you use as Christmas trees? Pine trees?
Sure. Well, yeah.
Well, the trunk wider than you could hug. Now, this usually an oak tree.
Must be a holiday thing.
Must be, yeah, must be one of those stupid things where everything on the website's themed like it's the Christmas.
All right, Hugh.
You have a greenhouse in the basement?
Yes, a greenhouse in the basement.
Sure.
And you see that on the trunk of this tree is just a large open knot.
All right, you throw everything up before?
What?
Oh, I guess we'll find out.
What do you mean?
Start heading out.
Heading where?
Come on. Follow me.
We don't have time for this. I'm going to pick him up.
Okay.
Head into this large open knot.
Okay, you walk into the tree. All right. All of you. You don't know what happens to Smith. And he just, yeah, Smith does not come with you, obviously. But you guys walk up to this, you walk through the knot of this tree and out the other side of an oak tree, oddly enough.
Mm.
And you are clearly in a different place. I mean, in a familiar place to you two. Unfortunately, you're used to this place having more trees. And it looks as though it's about down to a quarter of the size it used to be.
Damn.
Right.
What happened here? Oh, God.
As you guys progress through, you can see the kingdom of Oberon's palace. What did we name that place? We have a name for that?
I don't think we did.
Oberland.
Oberland.
It's like a theme park.
That's what it eventually becomes.
Yeah.
In 2025.
Yeah, he has. Oh, my God.
Oh,
this should be like. Oh, fuck.
It's not yet.
Nope. This place has become very industrial looking. The magical castle that it used to be is now a factory?
Oh, no.
Of sorts. You're not entirely sure, but it's very industrial.
Boy, the clouds here really hurt my lungs. Why are they so low?
That's smoke.
James, put your cigarette out.
Yeah, the sky is hazy as it was once bright blue and magical or whatever. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, this is not what I expected to see.
Jan Hubert's gonna catch secondhand smoke.
Yeah, well.
Where is he?
Oh,
he's in my arms. Forgot.
You can put me down now.
Right!
What is this?
Not what I expected it to be.
This is supposed to be a quote-unquote magical land.
Yeah, there's usually a guy pointing here.
I'm sure it still is.
In the distance, you hear automatic gunfire.
The fuck? What?
Oh, that sounds like an adventure.
Oh, man. This is... We should have left the kid back inside.
We should have grabbed some weapons before we came here.
Yeah, were you guys going to go to the armory?
Nope. We were just going to Oberon's. We weren't expecting to fucking run into shit.
Fair enough. You really need to arm up now. That's a good point.
Oh, shit.
I'm always packing, Huey.
I didn't expect it to be... We need to find Oberon and quick.
Do I have my gun on me?
Yeah.
Always, I pull my
gun
out.
You guys always carry sidearms. Okay.
You got a third one of those for a little fella?
I pulled the taser that John pulled out of the glove box earlier out of the back of his belt and give it to Huey.
What is this going to do?
Enough.
It's huge.
What?
How am I going to move around quickly with this thing?
You're doing it right now. Let's go. And I start heading towards the palace.
Okay. You guys make a trek. You walk for a ways, and it's a lot of this. It's like it's not so much scorched earth, but it looks like it maybe was at one point pretty recently. What you would consider war-torn. You know what I mean?
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay. So, my plan is that, like, they went through some kind of industrial revolution in a way due to the necessity of what happened. And what happened was essentially the D-Pick has displaced a creature that, like, caused the entire kingdom to have to fight it, and they nearly failed.
And it was Hitler. the creature.
It could be something... No, but that wouldn't work because the timeline doesn't work for that. I was going to say, it could be some Nazi thing that they... They sent out
Hitler's monster.
That they stopped, but that was so long before any of this.
Yeah, it was a long, long while before this.
But,
yeah.
You know, but doesn't fairy move differently than...
It does, in the way that, like, probably when you walk back through the normal side, like, no time has passed. Smith's still standing there. Yeah, it's like... Ow. You know what I mean, though? Like, just, like, ran in, ran out. And it's like, well, you were there for, like, 4 days.
Fuck.
So, yeah, but I feel like it still moves. On if you go in later, it's going to be later. You know what I mean? It's not going to be all of a sudden earlier. But that doesn't mean that in, like, the 70s, some D-Pick agents went back in time and did that and then disposed of it there. That's a possibility. So nothing is really impossible. Just some are weirder than others. So the fact is, it went to an industrial revolution due to war, but became very...
Militaristic?
Militaristic is a great way to look at it.
I step up to the gates and I grab a big iron knocker in the shape of Oberon in his weird silky robes and knock on the door. Hello?
You hear guns cock above your head as these windows kind of flip open on this wall.
Well, that doesn't sound like magic.
Yeah, you see familiar faces behind these guns. Gnomes.
Garble, is that you?
No.
Oh.
Would we look the same to you?
Yes.
He looks at the people next to him.
Fair enough.
We've come to speak to Oberon.
You D-Pick?
Yes.
The fuck do you want here? You know you guys aren't allowed here.
Why not?
What do you mean, why not? Look around you. This is all because the D-Pick gets involved with Oberon.
Oh, well, he invited us.
I don't think that was the case.
No, that was definitely not the case.
All right,
you're still
fine.
On the blacklist.
Well, okay, so what... look.
What are your names?
Tom.
He's John Cena, and I'm James McCready.
He looks down at his...
And this is Jan Hubert.
Yeah, he pulls out a notepad out of his pocket. He's like,
whitelist.
Oh, we're with him.
No. Although, actually, that makes sense.
Well, the last time
Hold on.
Hubert was with them, he was going to Oberon's place.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, and they don't know who's who. You see this gnome take a notepad out of his pocket and mumbling to his other guys.
Hubert Salazar?
Yeah. Hello?
They disappear from the windows and you see the doors open.
Interesting.
What are... These are the gnomes?
Yes. Don't stare.
All you really saw was, like, little bearded heads fucking peering over the wall, all these windows. But they weren't wearing, like, their standard blue sleep caps. But it looked like they were, you know, their typical hats.
Mm-hmm.
They were wearing, like helmets. But it was still the same blue.
Just if Jeremiah is still around.
Try not to stare.
Huey's eyes are huge right now.
You guys walk into this place, and, like, all the buildings in here have the same concrete rectangle look. They're just plain. Which is a massive departure from what you're used to.
This is sad as fuck.
Clearly, all of this place is just military barracks. Clearly a military base of sorts. In the courtyard, as you guys are just kind of walking through this place, seeing soldiers, these gnome soldiers, the identical gnome soldiers walking through this place, all marching in a very orderly fashion. In the courtyard, you see ranks and files of soldiers running military drills.
Why do they all look the same?
Maybe it's a marching band.
Yeah, that's what it looks like, probably. There's like a certain, like...
It is that season. You know what? There might just be a parade.
If nothing else, I've missed your ceaseless optimism, John.
The most notable detail that has changed since you've been here last was this place used to be gold and stained glass and very beautiful. You know, everything here was well made and everything now is very black and white. It's like the life sucked out of it, sort of.
Oh, God, we gotta find Oberon soon.
What used to be the castle here is now just this skyscraper.
Oberon's tower.
Yeah, it is now. I mean, it wasn't before, it was just like a palace, but now...
I think he's got a casino in there, too?
Doubt it.
Maybe a gift shop?
Let's go. That's gotta be where he is.
The places his mind travels.
It's usually with me.
I don't know what to tell you, kid.
I just want to get something for him. And I keep walking. The elevator opens up, that was the elevator scene, and then it opens up, and then we step out into, like, this giant studio fucking room. He's got, like, a kitchen in there, a bunch of little chefs running around. It's a skyscraper, so he's got all open windows all around him. Yeah, just a big open, it's like his fucking bachelor pad.
So he's living in the lap of luxury while everyone else is just concrete.
Got, like, a swimming pool up there, and a little fireplace. He's outside grilling with his fucking homies. I mean, gnomies.
Gnomies.
His gnomies, gnomies.
You guys exit the elevator in this tower to a long corridor, which looks like this is way longer than the building could perhaps contain, as far as like what the dimensions of the tower were.
Mm.
Throughout this entire corridor are rows and rows of gnome and ogre troops. Ogres in these mech armor almost, very gas-powered.
What is... going on here?
They're very steampunky, James.
Sort of, yeah.
Is Oberon at the end of this?
Yes. And of course, the gnomes all wearing body armor and carrying
sticks.
Like, rifles. Right, yeah, right. Right, yeah. Wooden rifles. With all this metal around, you think of
all the lasers.
Yeah, lasers. Yep. Now, you guys heard automatic gunfire that sounded very ballistic. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, carrying rifles. And at the end of the hall, you see this tall throne, very plain, concrete and boxy. And on this throne, sitting in a black suit, a completely black officer's uniform, with a long red cape. A little more militarized than the Oberon you're used to. Even though before, as you remember, he wore armor. I mean, he wore gold armor.
Right.
This seems like a system shock to all of you guys walking into this place, thinking it would have been something else.
Right.
In the back of your mind, you can kind of see this coming. Considering the militarization that you had prior, this is almost like a logical step in the evolution of this world. James McCready, John Cena, and who's your child?
Oh, that we're not. James and I aren't together.
Bullshit.
I mean, sometimes we're together when we're like when we're out on missions.
I knew it.
Oh God.
He stands up from his chair and walks down the steps to the level that you're at.
I'd say I like what you've done with the place, but I don't.
Very efficient.
I liked it better when it wasn't.
It's bland.
Eventually, you get bored of that. Eventually, it's time to wipe the slate clean.
I didn't realize things got so bad.
Well, you should. This is all a product of your guys' actions. Not you two specifically, fortunately. That'd have killed you. But your organization, which is due to you guys getting involved, you two getting involved with us.
Scout's honor, I didn't do nothing.
No, and I realize that sweet innocent John walks and puts his hand on your face, his gloved hand.
Oh.
This isn't because of you. But this is all a direct product of you two. And here in Faerie, every product of your decisions is essentially your responsibility.
I understand.
But we took matters into our own hands. Got rid of the decadence. Boiled all that resources down to efficiency and military power.
Oh my.
To end the onslaught that you guys have pretty much just dumped on our doorstep.
I take responsibility for my part in those actions.
He walks up to you with his hands behind his back and just kind of makes this deadpan eye contact. Lighten up, James! It's fine! Come on! All you guys, just calm down. And then you see all of these soldiers just be at ease and they just leave.
I slowly slide my grenade back onto my belt.
I'm just fucking with you, James. You think I live like this? Come on. He opens up a door to the back room and it's the lavish... the lavish throne room that you are familiar with.
Oh my God.
And inside there are the gnomes that you remember and the ogres that you remember all just laughing and clapping.
What is this?
I'm gonna lean down to Huey.
Lost his fucking mind.
Do you realize how long we set this up? Like, that illusion was pretty intricate.
An illusion?
Yeah, I mean, look at this place. This is...
Oh, my God.
Told you they wouldn't get it. I told you.
I just took the burden of the entire corporation onto my own.
Yeah, that was the punchline.
I gotta sit down. Oh, Hugh.
He's just standing there, like, proud of himself. Like, he's almost like, check out this sweet heist I did. And it was really just, like, putting you guys through some kind of illusion.
Break my fucking heart.
Yeah.
I forgot you were good at magic. That's right. Yeah.
That's my thing. Anyway, half of that stuff is kind of true, honestly. You guys did unleash an onslaught on this fucking world, and...
What are you, fighting ghosts?
Just worse than... That would have been so much easier. You could just use the... Come on, that's child's play. But that was something else. You unleashed hell, literal hell, by opening a rend between here and there to siphon off the rend that it poured into yours, destroying it.
I know what they did.
Right, and we won. I mean, you kidding me? You sent it to the right place. But still, dick move.
It wasn't my idea.
No, I'm aware of that, but still, I mean, I'm still pissed at the D-Pick. I see you guys walking around with your fucking D-Pick suits.
Yeah, it's always kind of been a thing.
They're nice suits and all that. I appreciate a good suit. I mean, look at this. And he's still wearing that. He's still wearing the same, like...
His style hasn't changed at all.
Yeah, his style did not change when you guys walked through the whatever that was.
Uh-huh. Okay, Hugh Oberon.
You look exactly like your father.
You've met him before?
Yeah, no, he came and went, but he was here ages ago.
That was the last anybody saw him.
It was before the war.
Wow.
I really didn't think it could be avoided once we got here.
Taking this one too? Like father, like son?
No.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Wait, did you promise that to him?
No.
Because he looks pretty excited. Or is he always like that?
He doesn't know about his dad.
What do you mean?
Said too much, Oberon.
Isn't that why you come to me?
For different reasons, but...
I mean... Do you know what's going on?
On Earth? No. I honestly...
So Rend opened up just outside of White Hills.
Rend where?
Well, with the experiences that John has had in the past and the time of year that it is, we're thinking...
Yolbakken.
Oh, Baphomet.
Yeah.
Damn, you're doing this again? You're doing this again here?
I'm...
Like, this is going to be like last time.
Look, he's starting these fights.
I'm not asking that. That's not, I came to you for advice.
All right, tell me about it. Let's take a break. Welcome back to the World Standard. The three of you, plus Oberon, sit in his quarters, which is relatively lavish, almost like a nice suite. But you guys all sit at a table, and he's breaking up some leaves, as usual. His outfit now more casual, not so militaristic, and clearly it was a costume.
Very revealing, Oberon.
It's not that casual.
Please don't offer that to the kid.
Oh, this? No. Well, how old are you?
I'm 15.
Nope, too young.
Proud of you.
Why?
I wouldn't smoke it anyway.
See, he doesn't even eat it. He doesn't even want it.
Straight as an arrow.
What brings you guys here? Tell me the details. You mentioned a rand opening, but like...
We believe that it's to Yule.
To Yule. Oh, shit. Okay. Now, I remember hearing reports that you went there in 62, John. Remember
sure
you
did.
Tell me about that.
Hung out with Santa, killed some things.
Was there any other contact between Yule and the D-Pick since? Are you aware of?
No, not unless they've been holding all of young Christopher's letters to me. I send letters every Christmas, but
to
I don't
where?
Get any back. To Santa. And
cute.
And the young one.
Yeah, no, I'm sure the United States Postal Service doesn't deliver out there.
I didn't know.
Anyway, so you don't know then, do you?
I'm pretty much in the dark.
Okay, all right. Well, Yulebakken, or Baphomet. I know you guys call him Yulebakken. I've also heard Krampus, heard other things too, but Baphomet is who he is. Douchebag. I mean, let me just put it out there. Also, you, John, specifically went there, didn't you?
Sure did.
Didn't you go there from like 1862? Is that true? Like from Earth time?
Yep.
Wow. That time was convoluted here.
Yeah, real messed with my head.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I keep myself out of it.
Well, Baphomet won the war shortly after you guys were involved.
Oh,
with
him. That's not good.
And Santa's dead.
Whoa.
Yeah, no, he died probably 63.
Huey?
Yeah.
This is a bad time for you to find out that Santa's real.
Well, he was. I mean, he's still real, but like in the same way that corpses are real. And actually, if I'm not mistaken, he's displayed in Baphomet's court.
No.
I think so. I've never been there, because honestly, but I heard he hosts some parties. I never RSVP, yes, but you know.
That's brutal.
Well, he's a brutal guy in a bad way, though, you know. You're going to see some shit at his parties that, like, you're not going to like. And
what about the young boy?
Young boy. Oh, yes. No, that's... Okay. During that war, we had a few refugees. Like a handful, but still some. His grandson, Santa's grandson, Christian Clausen Kringle.
Yeah. Wait, what?
CKK, not KKK.
He's got a grandson. What is happening right now?
John, you know this, I believe.
I don't know what he believes.
Spent a lovely Christmas together fighting and... whatnot, and talking to his mom, who was a ice queen thing.
Oh, okay. Huh. Not sure if that's accurate, or...
I feel like there was...
You're just making personality...
I don't know, everything's real fuzzy. It's like I've been gone for a long time.
I know the feeling. What happened to Huey? Hubert Salazar. Because, like, this is his son, right? Hubert Salazar, this is Junior?
Yes.
You just keep calling him the same thing. I'm wondering if, like, he just...
Maybe we just save that conversation for, like, adult time. Over on, you know,
oh, after bedtime?
After bedtime.
I feel like he deserves to know.
I would like to know what happened to my dad.
Who here is responsible for this boy? Imagine that's you, James.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, well. He came here? We gave him a new hand. Is that what you were hiding him from?
Okay, I shot his hand off. It was an accident.
Wait. Oh, that's what happened. I can't remember if you told me that or not.
Huey, shot off your dad's hand.
Oof, I bet that's like a weight off your shoulders, isn't it?
Okay. And then you gave him a new one?
Yep. That's what they're hiding you from, this information?
I don't know.
All right, well, after that, yeah, he was here for a little while we rehabilitated him with that. You could call it auto mail, but it's not metal. Either way, he was here during his rehabilitation, but then we sent him home.
Okay.
Been gone ever since.
And you've never seen him?
No.
He never came home to you. Wait, were you? Oh,
this was the last.
You were
place.
Okay. No, he kept preferring to needing to get home because his wife was pregnant. Yeah, I guess that was him, huh? What year is it there now?
Oh, 1980.
Oh shit. Okay. God damn, that was like 400 years ago.
Jesus.
Just doing a little simple math here, you know.
Okay, can we get to why we're here? I know that you. Okay, so my dad was here. He left.
Mm-hmm.
We need to find my friends.
Oh,
is why we're here.
You think they're here?
No. Are they?
I doubt that.
I doubt that, too. We haven't opened up any portals besides...
They were taken by goats.
Taken by goats. Oh, the bathroom. Okay, yeah. No, this related. I get it. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, what do you want me to do?
Help? Fight?
Help fight?
Get the kids back? Maybe put a stop to Yulebakken? I mean, you got an army. We're just two guys and a baby.
How is this different from last time?
He's not wrong.
I mean, it's a different place, true, but like... Different
there hasn't been anything creature. That has come out of there. I mean, probably the goat people that took his friends. Probably.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like an invasion. It's not like back then. Not like the Hell Rift.
So there's no war? There's no... just no flood of...
No.
Okay.
You know what? What would they want with two... Huey, did they try to grab you too?
I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
Maybe they wanted you.
I think because of who his dad is and the disappearance, there may be a connection.
Did they come to you or did you like stumble upon them?
I think they came to us. We were just driving along and almost hit a goat and crashed and I got away.
We could use him as bait.
Well,
I'm
not
bait.
Very
I don't
comfortable
like,
with that.
I don't like that either.
Why? It's like a game of hide and seek and take. All at once.
But if you're trying to find the people that are trying to find the thing that you have, wouldn't you just show them that you have it?
You just want to put me out in the middle of the woods by myself?
No, I'll be there with a gun.
This is weird.
It is.
Okay, so you don't even know what Baphomet is trying to do, do you?
No.
What are you guys calling him now, anyway?
Yulebakken.
Yulebakken? Okay, that's...
I didn't think that I was going to have to deal with this directly, so...
Right. No, yeah, you weren't even involved before.
Welcome to the big leagues, James.
Oh, God. So, how is it that we can travel between these wrens if we needed to? You'd assume that if...
What form did the wren take?
Oh.
A butthole.
No.
I mean, a bunghole.
No. Just a large hole in the ground.
Oh.
It like, didn't. It like, has like, no orifice.
Like smooth machined hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds gross, I realize, but though it's, you know, accurate or not.
Well, yes.
Okay, well, that's disconcerting because the only way really to get through that is to fall through it.
What?
Yeah.
How could anything have survived through that?
Lots of things can survive through those things. Because I imagine what will happen is you'll end up landing on the ground over there, as things have probably done here.
What do you think our likelihood of survival in the land of Yule is?
I haven't been there.
We'll be fine.
You know that illusion that we spent too much time trying to set up?
Yeah.
That's probably closer to what that would be like there. Keep in mind, they won a war through, like, just straight imperialistic force. So, John, you were there for that, weren't you? You were one of the invaders of Yule from Earth that, like...
I rode with Santa.
Yeah, so you saw what it was like during the war.
Yeah, I fought Yule Bakken.
Imagine now what it's like.
Now that he's won. You said that the grandson was a refugee here. What happened to him after
oh,
that?
Oh, right. Yep, he's still here.
What?
Yeah. So is he has a bodyguard that doesn't follow, that doesn't leave him alone. I don't quite remember his name. He's always with him. I don't generally. I remember I greeted him when he came in. He just kind of got settled in, and that's been here since.
Well, then.
400 years ago.
So maybe not a play date with you.
Probably not a child anymore, no.
Yeah, he probably still is. Is anybody aged here? Doesn't really work that way. You know that.
That's a fair assumption.
Like, you're way older than... I feel like if you add up the time that you spend here...
So let's find him, convince him to help us. Maybe you can help us stop the Yule. And get my buddies back.
Maybe. Again, there's only so much I'm willing to do, but if you need information, I got you.
James has a card we can give you. It works on anyone.
That's, no, I don't think that's true.
Yeah, nope.
Like a MasterCard?
No,
it's a Visa.
Ignore him. If we can find the kid, then that would be wonderful. We'll come find you if we need any more information after that point.
Okay, I mean, if you just get information from around, I mean, I can get information for you if you want to find out where Clausen is.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
He snaps his fingers and one of those little dudes comes walking into the room. Oberon, like, whispers some stuff into his ear, gives him a kiss on the cheek, and he takes off running.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he'll call him.
Wonderful.
I'm not even going to ask.
No, I mean, you know, it happens all the time. What do you mean? Oh, I just told him that.
Your handshakes keep changing.
Oh, that. They like it.
Oh. They like it.
All the motivation they need.
Oh, my God.
To get paid in kisses.
Yeah.
That's both adorable and creepy.
Yeah, I mean, it sort of is, I think, on both ends of it, like, regardless of whose perspective you're looking at.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
So
that's the name of this episode.
Paid in kisses.
That's terrible.
That's good. So
oh, man. Oh, fuck.
So, Oberon, quick question.
Mm-hmm.
If you can only just give us information, what about giving Jan Hubert here, like, a nice set of Oberon-esque armor so he doesn't die while we're...
Or a
our
weapon.
Young ward is...
Or...
No, not a weapon.
Bring him home. Or leave him here. Well, actually, you know, find work for him.
I'm going to look around at all the, like, the people cages hanging from the ceiling.
I don't.
Not that kind of work. Those people are, those are volunteer work. They're just like gyrating.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Charity.
It's a lot of gnomes.
John does not understand that at all. He's just like, maybe.
They look like they're, yeah, it's just like he's a prisoner in a cage. He's like, captive. So why did you bring him? I mean, you didn't really answer that, I guess. Or did you?
There's...
That's really hard to get rid of the kid.
Oh, so he's just a Klingon?
Oh my gosh. Stage 5.
You want me to...
What's that? What's
no,
that?
No, we don't need a cleaner.
Not that. I mean, do you want me just to keep him here? You guys can do what you need to do. If you think he's an asset. But I mean, look at
I've heard what you do with some of the kids you...
Tom yeah. got...
Not, that's not true.
Tom got...
As payment?
Oh, wait a minute.
God. Yikes. Oh, that,
no, I mean, you don't owe me anything for it.
Tom got the idea of putting him in some kind of young ward initiative program.
Oh, I see. That's a pretty good program. We have a similar program with clones that don't turn out right. Oh. No, we don't.
No, we don't.
We have a similar program. It's a volunteer program, of course. But, you know.
Yeah, well, he's been quite eager.
He looks...
He's handsome.
Hard to tell. I mean, you know, he's just...
Spitting image of his father, isn't he?
Keeps staring at me. Yeah, just like your father. No.
You are the Lord of Fairy. He just found out that most magical things were real today.
Oh, this is...
So...
He's losing it then, I see.
You got a Cerberus?
No. Actually, no. We killed Cerberus in the war. You just gotta bring it up, don't you?
The Cerberus.
Oh.
So, no, we don't. Well, we have his skulls.
Can I see him?
No, I don't think you should head over to the Wren checkpoint. That's not a place for human boys.
Why'd you say boys so weird?
I was emphasizing his age, being too young to handle that kind of horror.
Speaking of, that looks like a young boy right there. Who is that?
He... That's just another clone.
Shit.
The gnome that ran off comes back escorting a young boy who, John, you recognize, not even a day removed from Christian Clausen Kringle that you knew back when, along with a guard who you remember him as well as one of the two guards from that Santa ran with.
One of the elves?
Mm-hmm.
As he requested.
The gnome just ends at the waist and skips off. The gnome skips as he takes off.
I'm going to give Christian a high five.
He looks the same as same age as when you saw him, but, like, things are different. Like, he's not this happy-go-lucky boy as you remember him. Mm-hmm. Now he looks angry. He's
got a 5 o'clock shadow.
No, not like that. His hair long and black, it's like sweeping in his face. The blackest clothes.
You dress it a little different from the red and green, huh?
I wasn't white, red and green. I never wore red and green.
Oh, right. That was just a throw up on your dad's.
Probably.
Yeah. I'm sorry to bring that up again, too.
What are you doing here?
We're on a mission. Yulbakken's back again.
Who are these guys? What?
Yeah.
He came back to the material world.
Yep. And this is Jan Hubert and James McCready.
It has been... He just, like, waves off, like James. Mm-hmm. And then he, like, nods to Huey, who is about his age. Looks to be, anyway. He's back. Finally.
I didn't know this was something people were waiting for.
Oh, we've amassed an army.
Oh, good.
Whoa. I think I just stepped in a bigger pile of shit than I thought.
This is my Minister of Defense, Itchy Nutcracker.
Oh my God.
One of the two guys. Right, that's perfect. Yeah, I'm like that with that.
Howdy, Minister Nutcracker.
You may or may not. His name kind of brings back a memory for you there. And you remember when you first met Santa with Tim and Oli, he was one of the two elves accompanying him.
What happened to your partner?
Blinky Gingerberry.
What?
He died.
Hell
of an
elf.
Do you remember these names?
No.
They're literally the same exact characters.
Oh, my God.
Hell of an elf he was.
He was. Yulbakken won the war, and he's just gruff. Like, the gruff.
Of course.
He's been through war, man.
He's a fucking, like, remember he was an assassin? Remember they were dressed in black?
He's done some weird shit.
I don't remember any of this.
That doesn't surprise me one bit, Levi.
Yep.
Yulbakken won the war, killed Santa. We managed to get Christian here to this place.
So the bloodline goes on.
We had to. We need to come back.
How do we do this, then?
We need a magical weapon created by young Christian.
I am the weapon.
What?
Yeah, it could be like him or something created by them with the blood of him. It runs in the blood.
The other thing is that I don't know if it's him directly or who or what. He was trying to get to Hugh, I think. Mm-hmm. He took his friends, though. This is on a micro scale, I'm sure, compared to the level of things that you're talking about doing, but...
You're Huey?
Yeah. Hi.
I knew your father.
What? What?
He was here.
Small world.
I don't know what's so special with me. Why would they want me?
I don't know.
I mean, you do have his same name. Maybe they thought you were him.
Well, what's different with my dad? Other than, you know, he has a...
Well, he's older than you. Oh,
well, yeah, and he's been gone my entire life.
You never met him?
No.
He left to go home.
He never got there.
That's the consensus.
Wonder what happened then after he got to your world.
None of us know.
Been many years trying to find out.
So we're supposed to bring you there? Or wait, you're going there?
Well.
Is the Rend the only way that you can get into Yule?
I mean, we don't have any access from here. And I don't know any other ways to get in. And without Santa, who had the ability to travel, you have a way in, sounds like. You know that that's where it goes?
I mean, I'm not completely sure, but I feel like there are too many things that are coincidental here.
Fair enough.
Hugh, you've got the symbols written down?
Yeah. Here in my notebook.
He looks and he's like, yeah. That's okay. What happened exactly? Oberon, at this point, you realize he's not even in the room anymore. he without you guys noticing, just left.
A couple of his friends got kidnapped by some goat people out in the woods. We found the trail, went to the hole. That's what we found.
What kind of goat people?
Like ones with goat heads.
Like goat heads? Like they were hatched from the body?
Pretty much.
Know. James slaps
the same thing that happened.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm familiar with that stuff. It's a plague.
A plague?
Yeah. It's not...
So it spreads.
They don't come from Yule. They're whatever infected them did.
Interesting.
Yeah, I've seen this before.
Like butt worms?
It was part of the war.
Is there anything
like butt worms? John would say that too.
Is there anything that we can do to reverse it?
Be killed.
Oh shit.
Then maybe we should get back and stop the spread.
Well,
you got to close the rent, I think. Figure out what it is that's emanating it.
Should also call the agency and get Huey's mom some protection.
I don't disagree with that either.
No, I remember when Baphomet did this, Yulbakken. He would use it as sort of a carpet to get into the actual castle. He actually spread this plague into our people then was able to transfer through them.
Oh, no.
As sort of like a safe space.
And then you're the only one who can kill him for good.
Yeah.
So you're the only one who can do it then.
Besides my dad.
Is he still alive?
I can't remember.
No, he got cut in half, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he got killed?
He fucking died.
Yeah. Split.
And that's how you got the sword.
That's true. Yep, that's right.
Which is just back at the armory. So, I mean, we can pick that up and bring you and maybe not
the
bring...
The sword?
I don't know.
The silvered sword?
Yeah. Or do you have it?
No, I left it. I checked it back into the armory after. But wait, you got it from him?
Sure did.
I didn't realize I was carrying something around so important. I apologize.
You were carrying it around?
For a while.
Is that why you're here? You're the wielder?
Oh, no. I mean, I was.
John just points at him and nods his head.
He is. You are. You don't even know, do you?
What are you talking about?
You're the wielder of the blade.
I gifted it to him.
That's all, Dick.
I don't know.
Seems like anybody could have been it. Maybe he's not.
How do you tell?
Can you kill Baphomet with it?
No.
Then...
I didn't even...
That's how you tell. You can kill Baphomet with it.
Maybe it glows.
Well, we can go back and get it, and then we'll go through the rend.
Okay. You guys gonna stick around here for a bit? Because I have some business to take care of. We're gonna mobilize this operation. I feel like I need some loose ends I gotta tie up.
Maybe we can go ahead of you and... get the people informed on the other side that that's what's going to happen.
Okay. How did you get here?
Oh, there's a door. Leads back to the department.
Just a door?
It's a tree.
It's a typical.
Okay, tree. Yeah, well,
it's a door,
yes,
and a tree.
A tree through, a hole through a tree, then a door into semantics,
wait,
right?
Are you the guys that Oberon was, like, setting up all that illusion magic for?
Yep.
He had, like, factories of, like, gnomes just casting spells endlessly for, like, a decade.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He's a dedicated man.
He is. It's disturbing. At least this one was kind of fun, and it honestly helped a lot of the workforce.
Yeah, well, it also made for less bleak. The outcome was much better.
Hey, we didn't die as much. I mean, there wasn't as much death as there was during the war.
It was a very happy punchline.
Very weird era, if you tell me. You ask me, you tell me.
Very weird tell era. Me.
All right, we'll go ahead. Get people informed on what's going on.
All right, well, in the meantime, I'm going to, can he help me? I mean, you need an emissary of sorts to kind of go between us or to at least tell us where the portal is. See, portals on trees, that's everything here. You could accidentally fall into a tree everywhere. So which tree it is, it's like saying that there's a door in town to go into this place, but that doesn't help much.
Sure. Who are you talking about?
The kid.
Sure.
I mean, if I'm coming back, I need someone to guide me there. Also, if he's instrumental on this, I don't know if he is. Seems like he's here for some reason. Hell, if he's their target, he's definitely important.
He's supposed to be my responsibility, but I feel like if he's going to be with the assassin grandson of an immortal Yule man beast, I think he's in better hands.
Yeah? Can gear him up for war?
I turn to Hugh.
Does that mean I get a sword? Or a gun?
Crossbow,
maybe?
We'll talk about it.
Are you sure about this, kid?
I mean, how else do I get my buddies back?
How much time are you looking at in the real world there?
Less than a day.
Oh, damn. Do you even know what he's doing, though?
Not in the least.
Suppose it's better to stop this before whatever does happen with it happens. Have you found where the plagues are coming from, though? Because generally, when he did it back during the war, there were people sent in. They spread it. Like patient zeros, in a way.
We did find somebody that was infected by it, but I don't know. What are the creatures that spread this? Do they look the same?
They look like a goat.
Just a goat?
Just a goat.
Shit.
I fucking hate goats.
We did see a goat.
That was the one then, huh? Where was the goat? Where did you see him?
In the hills. It snowed in Arizona for the first
funeral.
Time.
Ollie's funeral?
They passed away.
Oh, man. What about Masters? What happened to Tim?
Oh, old goat legs is still kicking it.
Okay. Honestly, I don't even know.
He's a doctor now.
He's a doctor now?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
All them books and brains and stuff.
Ollie's death, though, that might have been the thing.
Well, he was the goat slayer.
Right?
When the guardian of Earth has fallen.
Well, maybe John and I will go and try and find this goat.
Maybe. Yeah, that's what I would, I mean.
I'm pretty good at tracking.
That's pretty hard to do, I'm sure, but, you know, how long ago was that?
A few days ago.
Oh, only a few days ago.
Funeral was about 4 days ago, but I ran into a man that was infected by this just recently. He didn't come. He was fine yesterday and came back as a goat man today.
Track that guy's movements, I guess.
Oh boy,
you're the detective here.
You're right. You're right. I'm just getting too old for this. All right, kid. I'm gonna trust you to be able to bring these guys back. You think you got that?
Yeah. That won't be an issue. You know a lot about mythical creatures, right?
I mean, look where we are, man.
I think I'll be okay.
What year you come from?
1980.
80, wow. That's like over 100 years from the world I knew.
A lot of new shit, I'm sure.
Damn.
John, we should get moving.
Let's go go get this thing figured out. In the meantime, why don't you two not snuff flu? Nate here, back at the end of the episode, to tell you that our Patreon is a little bit different now. We have our $3 Paul tier, which gives you access to our Discord and the peace of mind, or whatever, of knowing that you're helping support us, which is appreciated. We also have a $5 Standard Bearer tier, which gives you the same things, but also bonus episodes that we release, or at least attempt to, every month. $10 D-Pick Agent tier gives you all that same stuff, plus a little bit of perks, I guess. You get a shout-out with your name, which you'll hear.
And self-portrait signed by us.
You're not getting that, but maybe you can. If you want that, we'll try.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, no. It's going to be a skull, guarantee it. Because I probably have to make it. Well, Jay could draw it, but then I'll fucking filter the shit out of it. Make it yellow.
You get to make a character.
Yes, you can make an NPC that we will use in the story. Everybody on the Patreon gets bonus, well, some bonus material. You get, like, some insight into what we're doing behind the scenes when we decide that we have created something for you to show you. Other than that, that's pretty much all the Patreon is, I think, at this point. If you have more suggestions on what could be there, let us know, because we'd love to hear that information.
Yeah, we try to do what we can. We appreciate everybody and all of their support as it is. We're just four working class dudes trying to make a show for your guys' entertainment. So we appreciate every penny that you give us. Just in excess to the cool things that you guys say about us all the time. I personally appreciate it every bit of it, guys.
Tearing up.
On top of that, though, thank you for that intro, Nate.
Oh, you're welcome, Christopher.
We're going to do a little bit of shout-out, finally, for the few $10 tier people that we have right now.
Yeah. Who are they, Levi? I mean, Jake, whoever you are at the moment.
Thanks to Kevin Welch, Harbles Barkley, and Jack Benalkin.
And, of course, we can't forget Alaskos.
And our good buddy Baz.
We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, guys.
Yeah. Don't forget to like us and follow us on, or rate us and follow us on Spotify. If you want to write a review of us on Apple Music, that'd be appreciated.
Apple Podcasts?
Apple Podcasts, yeah. I don't know. I don't use
Apple. Never know anymore.
I don't use it.
You know, rate, Spotify. Review us wherever you can find
us. Yeah, anywhere.
That's the ultimate message.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. It helps us out a ton. We'd always appreciate it. We have a bunch of them already, and they've been silently put in there by a bunch of people, and I love seeing it, so...
And go check out these juicy bloops and don't sniff glue.
Yeah, don't sniff glue.
Like, okay, so one of two things. Either we just do open graves. That's big enough. Or, what we could do is we could have a stretch goal be a notable episode of the show.
Right.
That can even be one of the stretch goals easily, because we can figure out how much it would cost to make that too, is issue of Cold and Deathless as a comic book. And then, but they get to choose once you get to that level. But that's what it says that in the initial, like, stretch goals, something about you choosing. So, like, there'll be a vote to decide which episode.
$250 a page,
black and white, and I'm cool with black and white, entirely. Because black and white is good. The other option, then, is just, like, to make the book like we were kind of gonna, but make certain scenes as full comic book pages. Because then we could put that into a book, and it's not entirely all comic book, but there are scenes that we feel like these are key scenes that should be fucking visualized. You know, stuff maybe like octopus fight, you know, stuff like that. Maybe even, like, curl death scene. But yeah, that's the haps.
The Rolling Standard News.
So the newsletter should just be to us.
Yeah.
And he's like, what do you think's going on here? I'm like,
I think it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, I said something fucking, I can't remember what I said, but it was bad. And he's like, oh god. And then we were like, I don't even want to. That red button there, man, it was so bad.
Birthday beats.
That was the stoniest intro ever, I think.
It could be cut down if we feel like we need to.
That's true. We just fucking rambled.
You want some Quaaludes?
Well, I don't want him to be like cocaine crazy.
Right.
He doesn't have to be. He's just suave. He makes everyone else do the cocaine.
I don't do drugs.